Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Truly Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Loving the Lord Thursday. I'm just loving my Father because He's lovable. He's secure. He's my security, my strength. He's my opportunity. He's my love. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's every word that I could ever think of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank my Father that He's continued to be with me. He's continued to guide and direct me. And I'm just so thankful. And that's why I love God, because He first loved me. He's showing me what love is. He's showing me how to love. He's showing me how to embrace love. So that's why I'm loving on Him today and each and every day that He allows me to inhale and exhale. Heavenly Father, I just come to You saying thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Father God. I ask You to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed Your blood over it. Lord God, allow us to go deeper inside of You, Father God. We long for You. We long for Your understanding, Father God, Your wisdom and Your truth, Father God. We desire to live out Your will, Father God. We ask You to supply every need that we need, Father God. We ask You to send the people that we need, Father God. And we ask You to send us the wisdom and the understanding and the discernment to be able to discern between every opportunity that's placed before us, Father God. And let us always give You glory and honor, Father God. Let us stay on one accord with Your will, Father God, because we desire Your good, acceptable, and perfect will, Father God. We left our own will and we want Yours. So we want You to continue to allow us to decrease so You can increase. Let the Holy Spirit have His way in our life. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit teach us the eyes of Your understanding, Father God. Hallelujah. Let us always have our thoughts in obedience of Christ Jesus. We love You and we trust it. Your will shall be manifested. We trust that You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek You, Father God. We seek You, we trust You, and we believe who You are, that You're a creator of heaven and earth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. God is so good. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And God is just doing so many different things right now. God is just showing me so many different things. And it's like, I'm in awe, but I'm appreciative. And I knew it was coming, but when it comes, it's like, okay, God, I see You. So I see what this process was about. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. I'm just so thankful for everything that God is doing right now. I'm thankful for all the things that my Father is doing. Hallelujah. So today I want to focus on, we're going to be in Exodus, and we're going to focus on when God was telling Moses to build the temple and have all the people come together. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. See, God put something on my spirit earlier this week, and I talked about thoughts, and then God put something on my spirit about open doors, about opportunities, about how you handle the opportunities, about how you learn from each step that you take. Hallelujah. When you go to grab the handle and all the different things of the process of open a door being open. Hallelujah. And what He put in my spirit is that when the door is open for you, He wants you to learn from the open door so you will know the process of opening a door for someone else. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Because God uses us to bring glory and honor here on earth. Hallelujah. To open opportunities for people, open the eyes of people to see who He is in their life. Hallelujah. Just like we were once blind and we couldn't see who God was in our life, God wants us to bring opportunities to people so they can see who God is in their life. Hallelujah. To point them to Him. Never point them to ourselves, but point them to Him. Hallelujah. Because just like He saved us, just like we need His saving strength every second of the day, just like we need Him to continue to be our refuge and our strength, everybody need Him. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And that's why God's rooted message is based on a personal relationship with God, because I cannot make it without this personal relationship. I can't make it dependent on man. Hallelujah. But I make it dependent on my Father God and His sending His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe, in my heart that he's transforming me and showing me different things about who he is, showing me the different definite essence of God's love. And I'm just so thankful. Hallelujah. So in Exodus 35, I'm going to start at Exodus 35. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to read all of it because I'm going to be jumping between Exodus 35 and Exodus 36 just because I want to get the main points out of what the whole passage is about. So this is when God was telling people to give an offering to make, to build the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And one thing we need to understand about offering, every time people talk about offering, they think it's just about the money. You just give money to do this, and that's not true. Hallelujah. When God was talking to the children of Israel, he was telling them to bring gold and silver and all different type of things, but he was telling them to bring also the materials that was needed. See, a lot of times when people say, God told me to tell you to give this, they don't add the other parts that God tell you to give. God ain't just always telling you to give money because there's other things that's needed. Hallelujah. That's why you have to be in tune with the voice of God. And in Exodus 34:35, I'm going to start at verse 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Saying, Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering to the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass. And one thing I want us to understand is say of a willing heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this, all this is about a heart relationship. What's your heart touched you to do? And one thing we need to understand is that God knows our heart and he searches our heart. Hallelujah. And he say he will give us our heart desires. When we seek to live out God's will in Psalms 37, and say he will give us our heart desire. When we seek to live out God's will, we want our will to be alignment with his will. And what God's heart desires will be our heart's desire. When God anointed David, told Samuel to anoint David, he said, if someone is chasing after my heart, David is chasing after my own heart. David longed for a heart after God. David loved God. He wanted more of God. Hallelujah. So he was chasing after God's heart to become like God's heart. Hallelujah. And that's what we are calling to be. So he said, whoever is of a willing heart, let them bring an offering of gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair. Now, it was other things that they said. Hallelujah. So God is what God wants us to understand. When he said you have a willing heart, when God puts something on your heart to bring to a situation or bring to something that's coming to pass, when he's calling something to be built, because this was a temple that was called to be built for him. And it's just like it's a lot of ministries that God is calling to be built. And it's other things that's needed other than money. Like when people put things together, when people put events together, like I'm going to event tomorrow, and it was more that was needed than just money. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They could have just asked for money from everybody and just paid for everything, but it was more that was needed. It was time. It was prayer. It was fasting. It was people seeking the Lord's face to give ideas. Hallelujah. Because God touches everybody. Hallelujah. It's saying ram skin and dried red and bladder skins and shit and wood and oil for the light and the spices for the anointed oil and for the sweet incense and oxen stones and stones to be set for the ephod and the breastplate and every wise hearted among you shall call and make all that the Lord has commanded. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it was a lot of different areas and the different things that God was saying, whoever of a willing heart, whoever had this. And when God say of a willing heart, God knows what you have. So God is allowing, he named a lot of different stuff. So if you have this and you have a willing heart, bring it, present it to the thing because it is needed. It is necessary. Hallelujah. So when God say a willing heart, we have to get an understanding that God knows that some people don't have money to bring. God knows that some people don't have offerings to bring far as physical money, but God knows that you have wisdom and knowledge in this area. God knows that you have understanding, that you have an ear that can hear and you can release, or you have some type of material that can be helpful for the thing. Hallelujah. See, we got to get beyond just the money thing. We got to get a deeper understand it, because God puts certain stuff in certain people to present to you. But if you just looking at the money part of it, making it seem like God is only telling you to bring offerings of money, that's not true. Hallelujah. And this is something that he commanded. So when God say bring an offering, whoever of a willing heart, is what you have to present. God knows what you have. God knows the situation that you are in, and he know what you can present. So if he put you in this situation to help out, he know where help comes, because he said, I will supply your needs. God is the one to supply you with the things that's needed. So if he say, don't worry about what you need every day. Every day have its own problems. And God said he would supply your needs if you just seek him. And you say, Lord, give me everything that I need. Give me something so I can be a vessel, so I can be used in the kingdom to bring glory to your name and help out the souls that need to be helped. And he supply you with everything that you need. If you paying so much attention and say, well, I don't have money to help, you need to look beyond. God wants us to go in deeper revelation and deeper understanding of what offerings and what he is saying to bring. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to get out of the man-made thing that is just about money. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And every wise heart in the tabernacle is pit and its covering, its torches and its boards and its bars and its pillars and its stocking, and the ark of the strode thereof and the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and the strode and all that the vessels and the showbread and the candlestick, also for the light and the furniture and his lamp, which is the oil for the light. This is all the things that God was saying that was needed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is all the things that was needed, hallelujah, for the tabernacle to be built. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God was telling them to bring all of the things that was needed. Hallelujah. Even the clothes of the service, to do the service in the holy place. He was saying the clothes, all the different things that was needed. If you were of a willing heart, bring it. Hallelujah. This is what God was telling them to bring. If you were of a willing heart, to bring it. Hallelujah. And Moses revealed to them everything that was said. Hallelujah. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. I skipped to number 20, because it's just, if you read it on your own, it just tell you everything that was needed for the thing. And it said 20, and all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his services and for all the holy garments. So he said, who all the ones where the spirit stirred them up and who all their hearts stirred them up and everyone whom his spirit made willing. Hallelujah. See, God's spirit made willing. He stirred their heart and his spirit made them willing because they had the necessary things to bring. So everything that was needed, they brought what they had, what God had stirred them up, and had them have a willing spirit to do it, because God had already provided with them. God had already gave them the understanding, everything that was needed to provide that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's saying they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets and jewelry and gold and everything that offered an offering of gold to the Lord. And every man which whom was found, blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skin and ram and badgers and skin, brought them. So they brought everything that was needed. Moses displayed to them what was needed. He laid out all that was needed, and then they started bringing it. Hallelujah, because they had, their hearts were stirred, and God gave them a willing spirit to do the things that was necessary to bring to them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God is stirring you up to do something, and you thinking like, oh, they won't receive it because it's not money. But if God stirred your heart and gave you a willing spirit to do it, you bring it, because it's about you being obedient. See, the thing about this passage right here is that God wanted his tabernacle to be built. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he gave everybody the necessary things that they was called to bring. And he said, who was all of a willing heart, hallelujah, who all heart was after God, who wanted to help bring together what God brought forth, because God gives everybody a vision and God gives everybody a process of how how they're supposed to bring this vision to pass and what they are supplied with to make this happen. And everybody of a willing heart brought what they had because God gave it to them to bring to it. Hallelujah. God gives you the necessary things. It's about you being obedient and going out and doing what God called you to do, not doing what man saying you do. Man can look at you crazy, but you're being obedient to God because you're following after his heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He know what he supplied you with. Stop thinking that you're less than, that you're not good enough, that you don't have enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you do, because God knows what he provided you with. God knows where your heart is. God searches our heart. He knows the mind of the spirit. Hallelujah. And he know he gave you a willing spirit. Hallelujah. In Exodus 35, and I'm going to go to verse number 30. And saying, Moses said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and all the manners of workmanship. Hallelujah. So God, Moses told them that he called Bezalel. He called him. And he filled him, and God filled him with the spirit of God. Hallelujah. So he was filled with the spirit of God. He had the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, and all manners of workmanship. So he had the wisdom of God. He had the understanding of God. He had the knowledge of God, and he had the workmanship of God. So he had everything. God filled him with this spirit because God called him to do this. So God has filled you with the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, and the workmanship to do the task that he put forth to be done. Hallelujah. He told it to Moses, but it was a lot of people that came about to bring it to pass. And what you have is necessary. What you have is needed in the body. Hallelujah. What God called you and what God equipped you with is needed and is necessary. So stop thinking that you're not necessary. Stop thinking what you have is not worth it. This way, hallelujah. The title is called This Way because this is the way that God wants you to go. God wants you to go in obedience and be of a willing heart and bring to his body what you have. Because he know what you have, and he know what he filled you up, and he lives inside of you, and he walks inside of you, and he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. So how dare you say you're not good enough, and God lives inside of you, and God is the creator of heaven and earth. See, God is trying to bring change. To be changed, you have to bring change, you have to be changed. God is bringing you to be changed so you can change things. You can change atmospheres. You can change the thoughts and ways of people, the process of how people take in things, because he's having you do things in a totally different way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to devise curious works. He said, devise curious work, artistic work, to work in gold and silver and brass, and in the cutting of stone, to set them in the carving of wood, to make them any manner of cunning work. He had him to where he knew how to be artistic with the gold, the silver, and the brass. He knew how to cut the stones. He knew how to set them. He knew how to carve the wood. He had all type of artistic abilities that God gave him. So being artistic, you got to have the wisdom of God, the understanding, the knowledge, and you have the manner of workmanship, because this was a lot of different tasks that God gave him, but God gave him the strength. It don't say what he brought, but it say that he brought his skill set. Hallelujah. So some of you just bring in your skill set. It didn't say that he brought the purple and the gold and the silver and all this, but it say that he had the skill set that God placed upon him to bring. So it was necessary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You bring what God put in you to bring. You bring what God gave you to bring. Hallelujah. It's about the heart. It's the heart. God's searching your heart. Don't have your heart hard-hearted against God because you want to satisfy what man's saying. You want to do all this and you want to sow this seed in there. But what if God's telling you to sow another seed? Sow the seed that God called you to sow, because if it's on good ground, that means that seed is going to manifest the way it's supposed to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he has put in his heart that he may teach both he and Elalah, the son of Ashemach, at the tribe of Dan. And he had put it in his heart that he may teach. So God gave him the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, and he put in his heart that he's going to teach someone else to help him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, God is calling some of you to teach your skills, but you're fearful. You're fearful because you feel like you ain't bringing nothing to the table. All you got is the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of God. And you got his spirit in you. And that's all you got. You got the skills to bring, but everybody else brought all the other stuff. And all you bring it is your skills. But God put it in your heart. God gave this to you because he knew you was going to have the heart to help somebody. He knew you was going to have the courage to step up and do what he called you to do, knowing that people going to look at you crazy because people look at what you're pulling out your pockets, what you're bringing to the table. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God is looking at the heart. That's why he told Samuel, don't look at the outer appearance. I look at the heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then he was filled with wisdom of heart. Then he was filled with wisdom of heart. Do you know it's wisdom in your heart? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's a gift of wisdom. It's a spirit of wisdom. But he was filled with wisdom of the heart. Hallelujah. It say Jesus, when Jesus came in Luke 1, it say he was filled with grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This man was filled with wisdom of the heart. Hallelujah. See, some people have wisdom of the heart where they do exactly what God called them to do. They able to go through the different experiences that God called them to go through. Hallelujah. Because wisdom is experiences that you go through. Hallelujah. Knowledge is experience and the facts and the information that you gain. But he was filled with wisdom of the heart to work all manners of works. Because he knew the experience that God allowed him to go through. See, some of y'all been going through a long process, and you frustrated about the process, but God has given you wisdom of the heart. Everybody don't have wisdom of the heart. Be thankful. Give him glory, honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all that you give us and all that you're doing to us. Hallelujah. To work all manners of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the and border and the blue and the purple and scarlet and fine linen and a weaver, even to them to do any works and of those that devise cunning works. Hallelujah. Skillful works. Wisdom of the heart. Lord, touch us to get wisdom of the heart. That is so powerful. You never knew that it was wisdom of the heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab so every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manners of work for the service of the sanctuary according to all that the Lord had commanded him. See, we in 36 now. So now is a lot of other people that's coming about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, who God had gave them. Put the wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manners of work. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab to every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come work to do it. He said, everyone that the Lord put wisdom, and everyone whose heart stirred them up. Hallelujah. So one thing you need to understand, some people that was working, they had the wisdom of the Lord, and some of them hearts just stirred them up. They longed to get understanding. They longed to be taught, but they had little skills, but they was willing to be up under them that had the wisdom and understanding to learn and to grow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They had a willing heart to learn and to grow. Hallelujah. And they received of Moses all the offerings which the children of Israel had brought from the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it. And they brought yet to him free offerings every morning. The people, they was bringing so much. They was bringing free offerings. Hallelujah. Because God had stirred their heart up to continue to bring what he called them to bring. Hallelujah. See, God wants us to get to the point where when God calls us to do something, he wants us to bring everything that he tells us to bring daily. Hallelujah. Every day is something that he wants us to bring to the body. It's every day is something that God wants to bring, the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding. God is calling you to bring it forth every day. That's why I say don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow have its own problem. It's wisdom and it's the heart that you have to bring forth what God put inside of you, what God gave you to release to the body, to the children, to the earth. Hallelujah. Because we are called to do on earth as it is in heaven. So it's things that God is calling us to bring forth on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. To put God's stamp down here so everyone will know and come across the love of Jesus Christ, because we're out here doing the work. Hallelujah. Our hearts are stirred up to do what God called us to do, to touch the people that need to be touched and to go to the places that he called us to go to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. and all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his house which they made. And they spoke to Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandments that they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work of the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff that they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. Hallelujah. So it came to a point where Moses had to stop them from bringing because they had more than enough. God told Paul, my grace is sufficient. My strength is made whole in your weakness. Hallelujah. It say all that they had was sufficient. They had way more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, their cup was overflowing. See, God wants you to bring so much more to where he would call his man or woman of God to tell you to stop bringing it, because now you have brought about someone else's ministry or what they was called to do to overflow. Hallelujah. Or you producing out overflow. See, it's just like it say that God prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Hallelujah. He anoints our oil. He anoints our cup, and our cup will overflow. Hallelujah. God has so much in us that he always wants us to pour out overflow. He wants us to pour out overflow because he know we know that he's preparing the table before us in the presence of our enemy. Our cup is, he anoint our head, and our cup is filled in, it shall overflow. Hallelujah. So we know that our cup is going to overflow, and they got so much to where it was overflowing because they released everything that was out. See, when you are overflowed, you are able to release overflow. Hallelujah. Because you know that God is already going to continue to overflow you because you're walking in his will. You're releasing. Your heart is on him. You have a heart of wisdom. Hallelujah. So you are releasing and doing all the things that God called you to give out. Hallelujah. Because you have experienced so much. You have went through so much. You have such a strong testimony, and you have so much use here in the body of Christ here on earth. So God wants you to release it and do what he called you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This way, God wants you to do it this way. This way that he called you to do it. The way that your heart, the way that he put in your heart to do it, the way he told you to bring it to manifest here on earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, where no one else is doing it like that, because God gave you the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge, and the skill set, the workmanship, hallelujah, to do what he called you to do. Hallelujah. See, the anointing is on your life, and the calling is on your life. God gave you a workmanship to do it. Hallelujah. No one else can do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he wants you to teach people, hallelujah, how to walk and be who he called them to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all might be doing something that's similar, but y'all artistic skills is all going to look different. Hallelujah. Just like anybody is artistic, that you can have 10 different artistic people, say it's 10 different painters, everybody can paint good, but everybody things look different. You can tell by the strokes and by the way they sign and the different things that they do, but you can tell who their stuff is, but everybody things look different, but they all just as talented. They all could have learned from the same person, but the God lives inside of them. Just like it talks about in 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, when it talks about the different gifts that we have, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, talk about our gifts in 1 Corinthians 12. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for God for all that he's doing. He said in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 4, it say, now there is diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. It's a diversity of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. These are the gifts of the Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. It's different ways to minister. It's different ministries and different things, but it's the same Lord. We all do our ministries and our callings and our purpose unto the Lord. And there are diversities. It's different. It's different varieties of operations. It's a variety of ways to operate and what God calls you to do. But it's the same God which works in them all. It's the same God which works in all of ours. But he have us operate in different ways. It's different operations, varieties of operations about God calls you to bring about that thing. Hallelujah. But it's the same Spirit that give you this. It's the same Spirit, but it's different gifts. Hallelujah. It's different ministries. It's different way you administrate your ministry, but it's the same Lord. And it's different ways that you operate in your calling and a purpose that God have you, but it's the same God working in them all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because God gave you the wisdom and understanding and the skill set to do what he called you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you have the workmanship to do what God called you to do. And just understand, when God puts something inside of you, that means you are necessary here on earth, and God got something for you to do. Hallelujah. When he tell you to bring something, he commands you to offer something, to give something, don't always think it's about money. Because because God has used your skill set too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because these people's skill set, everybody brought what God supplied their needs for what they was called to do, because everybody have a calling. It's times where you only can supply money. It's times when you only can supply your skill set, or it's times when you only can supply the material for something to happen. Hallelujah. But you got to know, and you got to be of a willing heart, and you got to be obedient to the Spirit of God, to where he guide and direct you and take you to where you got to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for joining me tonight on God's Rooted Message. I pray you receive the word of the Lord this way. Go the way that God called you to go. Hallelujah. I will be back Monday tomorrow. I have an event tomorrow, so I won't be on tomorrow night, but I will be back Monday. Hallelujah. Enjoy your weekend, your three-day weekend. Hallelujah. Pray for me as I'm continuing to pray for you, that God continues to use and take us and take us everywhere that we need to go through. Hallelujah. Continue to give all praise and honor and glory to God, because without him, we're nothing, but in him, we are all things through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm just so thankful for what God is doing. Hallelujah. And know that you're someone. Hallelujah. And know that you're filled with the wisdom of heart. That is a powerful thing. Meditate on that. Sit on that. And let God speak to you in it. Know your experience. Your experience is worth who you are called to be. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder and pray even harder. Hug, love, my love.